The Hursts, Father and Son, by William Randolph Hearst, Jr. with Jack Casserly. For Austin. Preface. The thought of writing this book has been on my mind for about 10 years. I fought it all that time. The reason is, my father would have done a much better job if he had chosen to write of his life and our family. He was a finer reporter and editor than I have ever been. Also, since Pop never answered his enemies or critics, I knew that I would have to reveal and explain some of his private life. I've always been reluctant to do that. I finally undertook this book at the urging of my wife, Austin, because my father deserves a more accurate and definitive public account of his turbulent career. I'm his last close link, apart from my brother Randy. If one of us didn't write about him and our family, an intimate look at not only my father but our extraordinary grandparents would be lost. At the age of 83, I needed someone to bang the drum and keep me marching. Jack Casserly, a veteran reporter, author, and my editorial assistant, did that and more. This work is an accounting of my stewardship in the news game while following in the footsteps of my father. Pop plays a major role in the book because he stamped such a large imprint on our family and, indeed, on the media of the 20th century. My father was one of the most powerful and controversial Americans of our times. At the pinnacle of his career, he may have been the most influential. A score of books, thousands of magazine and newspaper articles, storehouses of photos, a major movie, and millions of other words in the congressional record, speeches, and private papers have attempted to capture the character of my father and the life of our family. Among these are numerous inaccurate accounts, false judgments, and unfounded riddles which have been created about Pop and the rest of us over the years. It's time to set the record on a straighter course. I hope to do that fairly, with decency, and above all, truthfully. I take a first-hand look at my father's life and that of 5 generations of Hursts over the past 125 years or so. Most of the material written and spoken about my father has been by people who never met him. They presumed not only to understand him, but to expound on his innermost thoughts and emotions. 2 authors did know him, Mrs. Fremont Older and Adela Rogers St. John's. Each was informative and accurate within the scope of her knowledge. My father has been described as the personification of evil genius. That is a tragic oversimplification. He was a score of men in one, an extraordinarily complex character who reflected the contentious times in which he lived. Pop was a man of countless hues, an incredibly adventurous individual with a boundless spirit and outlook. He also was very patriotic. The old man was a flamboyant editor and publisher. He lived for headlines and national press battles. Yet Pop prized privacy even more. That was one of the most difficult things to comprehend about him. Even as he sought tranquility in his retreat at San Simeon, Pop was continually buffeted by public storms which he created in editorials, his political and socioeconomic views, and his personal life. He attracted national and internet.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?